For years, people have asked me if I get nervous during interviews, and I've always said no. I mean, it's not like I'm talking to somebody I've admired my whole life, like Elvis Costello. So when Elvis Costello actually came on the show in November of 2010, Carl had to keep me from shrieking like a teenage girl.
Yes, but there's some things even I can't do. Elvis joined us along with panelists Roxanne Roberts, Mo Rocca, and Charlie Pierce.
I started by asking Mr. Costello, as I call him, for tips on interviewing musicians because he's been interviewing them himself on his talk show, Spectacle.
I just tried to remember the very first time I was ever interviewed, and I was interviewed by a man who had apparently been sent by Central Casting from an old English movie wearing a stained Macintosh and a long plume of ash on a cigarette, who wanted to ask me, tell us about the girls then. And I just assuming that there must be stories about the girls if I was in the business I was in.
But there are some stories about girls, aren't there?
Well, we can't get into them now because it's a family show.
Well, yeah. It's a shame because I had just written down my first question, which was, tell us about the girls, eh? You were, back when you started, you've heard this before, you know this, you had a reputation of being an angry young man as a performer.
No, I'm an angry old man.
Really? Because, have you not mellowed? It seems like you've mellowed a bit to me. Am I wrong?
No, I think that probably when I started out, a lot of that which was taken for anger was probably impatience and shyness, strangely enough. It seems like a crazy thing to say. Anger covers a lot of, it can be a useful thing if it's righteous indignation. If you're just mildly vexed, if you're going around the whole time and you're like being mildly vexed, I don't think that would be that wouldn't be much of an act.
That'd be great to be the vexed middle-aged man of British
yeah,
pop.
Yeah, I used to be an angry young man. Now I'm just a mildly vexed
Can I ask a question? If you hadn't gone into music, what would you have been?
The first job I went for when I left school was as an Admiralty chart corrector.
An Admiralty chart corrector.
Hold on a second. My young son's just wandered in looking for his mother. It's like I Love Lucy, man.
It's very much like that, actually. Your wife, of course, is the extraordinarily talented musician Diana Krall. So, you guys, British rocker, Canadian jazz pianist, it's like a sitcom. You realize this, don't you?
Well, exactly. Believe me, it's much more like that than you imagine.
So you're an Admiralty chart corrector.
Yeah, an Admiralty chart corrector. That's what I went for. And then they discovered that because of my unfortunate left-handedness, copying the tracings of the latest sandbanks and wrecks onto the charts that came in from the ships that came ashore in Liverpool, probably I've increased the amount of naval disasters.
Really?
Yeah. So I then got a job in a bank. And I was given the task of being the lookout during the delivery of the bullion.
Oh, my gosh.
I was given a whistle.
A whistle?
It was a very nice whistle. And they said, in the case of a robbery, blow this. And this is perfectly true. And I thought about it for a moment. I thought, in the case of a robbery, who do you think you would shoot first? Probably the guy with the whistle. And so I went into rock and roll.
I think it's a safer alternative and better for the finance system. Elvis Costello, we've asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Elvis. Haven't I heard that name before?
Since you probably get compared to the other Elvis all the time, we're going to ask you three questions about him right now. That's right, three questions about figure skater Elvis Stoiko. Bet you saw that coming. Get two right, you'll win our prize. Carl's voice on their home answering machine. Carl, who is Elvis Costello playing for?
He is playing for Jan Schumann of Charleston, South Carolina.
You ready to do this?
Absolutely. I mean, I hope you realize that I grew up within spitting distance of the Richmond ice rink. Specialist subject.
You really? So you know all about this. Here we go. Well, as you know then, Elvis Stoiko is the greatest living Canadian male figure skater, if you don't count Brian Orser or maybe Kurt Browning, too. It's a debate. Since retiring from competitive skating, Elvis has devoted himself to a number of pursuits, including which of these? A, making sure people refer correctly to the Canada goose, not call it a Canadian goose. B, making figure skating more butch. Or C, creating his signature line of tailored jumpsuits.
Oh, I think it's got to be the first.
You think making sure people do not call it Canadian Goose, that's incorrect. It's Canada Goose, damn it. Get it right.
Yes.
That would be a great thing for him to be doing, because it's a problem. But in fact, what he's been doing is he's been trying to make figure skating more butch. He has said that figure skating needs to attract more men to the sport, and to do that, it has to be more masculine and strong. That is his crusade.
Well, that's why they're enlisting me into the Olympic team next time out.
Absolutely. Next question, you still have two more chances. When it comes to making things more manly, Elvis is not limiting himself to skating. He's also planning to take over which of these fields and give it that Elvis touch? A, cell phone gaming, B, soft rock, or C, cheese making?
I thought you said he was trying to make figure skating more manly.
He is, but he's doing something else.
None of those pursuits seem to be consistent with that objective. I imagine that there's an element to this sport that involves après-ski entertainments and nutrition.
True.
Which could mean fondue, so I've got to go for the cheese.
So if I'm not mistaken, you just made a logical bridge from figure skating to cheese.
I think after a hard day on the ice,
really?
It's cheese making.
And my sort of hemming and hawing, the knowledge that I'm a fan and want the best for you, doesn't indicate to you that maybe that's not the best choice.
I sense that I'm being guided by a higher force.
Well, it's my chance to
could
collaborate.
It be soft rock?
It is! Elvis Stoiko released his debut album, 100 Lifetimes, which he described as hot adult contemporary. That's, quote, more edgy. Tracks include Fire Ice, Daddy Will Go First, and Drop the Gloves.
I think you find that actually when you buy that record, it says that the charge will not appear on your credit card. Statement.
Yes.
It's a free download.
Yes, it will not appear. All right, here we go. Last question. If you get this one right, you win it all. Last question. Elvis Stoiko, like a lot of athletes, has started an acting career. Which of these was one of his film roles? A, the skating stand-in for Robin Williams in Death to Smoochie. B, the romantic lead in a Canadian film, Winnipeg Nights. Or C, masked karate fighter in Lara Croft Tomb Raider 2.
I think it's got to be the Death to Smoochie.
Yes, indeed. Well done, sir. Robin Williams apparently cannot skate well enough himself. They had to bring in a professional. Carl, how did Elvis Costello do in our quiz?
He had two correct answers, Peter, and that's enough to win for Jan Schumann.
There you are, sir. Well done. Elvis Costello's new album is National Ransom. I'm a huge fan. If you're not, there's something wrong with you. Elvis, thank you so much for joining us on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. What a pleasure to talk to you at last. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Don't start the talking. I could talk all night. My mind was sleepwalking while I'm putting the world to right. Call careers information. Have you got yourself?
All of us are here to stay.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the National Association of Realtors, providing resources for homeownership at houselogic.com. The Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness on the web at melvilletrust.org. And eSurance, where customer support is available 24/7, 365. eSurance Car Insurance. People when you want them, technology when you don't. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Amy Solomon. Our web guru, Beth Novi. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Walchover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait is Mike Danforth. Thanks to Carl Castle. Thanks to all of our panelists. And thank you all for listening. I'm Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week in San Francisco, California. This is NPR.